Hello, GWA. This is next February. Hello. I've been posting a little bit here and there, but I figured maybe a questionnaire would help ease me into things. And I figured maybe the handful of people that'll listen to it will get to know me a little bit better. So, I chose Captain Jericho's Sane Questionnaire. Just like to keep things tame over here. So, I'll just get right into it because I don't got too much time. So question one, how you doing? I'm doing good. Yep. How are you doing? You can answer in the comments if you'd like. Feel free. Two, has GWA unstifled you? Since seeing so much good faith sexual openness, have you been open about things you always thought you'd always keep to yourself? Yeah, in a sense, I think that in posting, not necessarily just GWA, but in posting period, just like making creative content, I've found that, I'm more open to letting out my creative content in the real world, I guess. I'm a little less reserved about things like that. Even though it's only been like a week or something stupid. All right. Three, what's the last thing you deliberately smelled? I had some yogurt in my refrigerator that was going, it was like 3 days off, and I did the smell test, and then I did the taste test, and then I put in a smoothie, and it was gross because I'm disgusting, but I drank it, so that's me. Four, are there any traits that you are consistently attracted to that are typically perceived as belonging to the opposite sex as them? traits. Yeah, I think, in men, long, slender fingers, I find really attractive. Yeah, or this isn't really a trait, it's more like a habit, but seeing men cry is really, it does things to me. Five, without necessarily being specific, if you don't want to be, are there still sexual fantasies that you keep to yourself even on here and have no amount of GWA's kink embracing is likely to change that? Yeah, I think that there are certain kinks that I'm thinking that GWA, like me posting on GWA, will help me to kind of embrace those sides of myself. But specifically, there's just like incest relating things and like degradation and stuff like that, that I just don't want to admit that I enjoy. Six, have you ever masturbated to something not intended as erotic? Yeah. Yeah, I like to multitask when I masturbate, so sometimes I'm like watching a Netflix show on one screen and I've got like porn on the other and I just make it work. So technically I'm doing that. Seven, if you were home alone at night, you heard a fart, would you laugh or be scared? I've got roommates, so I wouldn't be scared. If it was loud, I think the walls here are pretty solid, so I think I'd be more worried for their health. What uncommon non-physical character trait of yours are you proud of? Non-physical. I think I'm really good at being optimistic in a silly kind of way. When I'm in public and I make just a terrible joke that no one thinks is funny because I'm awkward and I just fumbled out of my mouth, I usually laugh it off. Like, I think that's the funniest thing. So yeah, I like that about myself. I'm most proud about that I can make myself laugh. Nine, would you bang someone who is extremely hot but had unmoral views that you despised? Ooh. No, they're really hot, though. You'd be putting opinions aside and scratching an itch. You'd never see each other again. Again, you'd be scoring with somebody who's really hot. Yeah, I mean, there's something really hot about that. Even, obviously, because they're really hot. But let's say they're just, like moderately attractive. If they've got, like, a good, stubborn men just make me so mad, but they're so attractive to me. So I think, oh, fuck yeah, I would do it. I think that's a thing for me. Just like hate fucking. So 10, do you ever get TV themed tunes from your childhood stuck in your head? If so, what them is? I think, yeah, of course, like Arthur. Yeah. 12. What color are your toothbrush, bedsheet, nearest curtains to you, and the socks you are wearing right now? Green toothbrush, white bedsheet, white curtains, no socks. Invisible socks. What was the loudest... What? 13. What was the last loud noise that annoyed you? A few days ago, my boss had stepped out because he was doing something, and he left his phone in the room, and his alarm started going off really loudly, and for some reason, none of us could figure out how to turn it off, and it was just this, like, beep-a-da-boop, beep-a-da-boop, and it just, like, drove me wild. It just, yeah, that annoyed me a lot. It's still funny, though, that's fine. 14, do you have any compulsive habits? I pick up my nails sometimes, just, like, if I'm, you know, feeling awkward at a party, I'll just kind of, like, fumble with my hands. Yeah, that's about it. I can't think of anything else off the top of my head. 15, number of books you've read, 15, number of books you've ever read versus number of books you currently own, which number is higher? Definitely the number of books I've read. Definitely. I love the library. You don't own books from the library. Yeah. Obviously, like most people, I've got a ton of books that I've never read that I own that I'm getting to at some point. But yeah, definitely read more than I own. 16. What countries have you been to? If you've never been abroad, feel free to lie your tits off for no reason. All right, so I have been abroad. I've only been to two countries, my home country and another country that's very special to me. I'm really scared about situating myself. I don't know why this is. Yeah, I think this shouldn't be a hard question. I've been to two countries. And I'll just say that. Yeah. 17. Is there somewhere you've always wanted to visit? Yeah. Okay. Country I have not been to is the USA. So I'm from Canada. And you probably gathered that from my accent. But I've always wanted to visit the States and never so close. You know? I just never put the time into it, but yeah, seems like a pretty lovely place at times. 18, do you have a drawer or something where you keep random crap that you really should have just put in a bin years ago? Yeah, of course, even being in transit, every space that I've been in, even if it's only for like a week, or like a month, I always have like a box or a bag of just things, just, you know, random things. Yeah. 19, what's the highest you've been up a ladder? Physical ladder? I like to live on the edge. Okay, so I like to climb all the way to the top, and I just sit up there and just marvel in how high I've gotten. yeah, depends on the ladder. I mean, okay, I haven't been up like a, you know, like a 10-foot ladder, probably. Maybe like 7 foot? Is that a thing? 8 foot? Yeah, I've been mostly up that high. That's about right. 20. What is your exact street address and bank account credit card numbers? If you answer with a comment, then maybe I'll just send them to you. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how we go. Thanks. So that's been Captain Jericho's Sane Questionnaire. And thank you for listening to my ramblings. If you made it this far, I appreciate you and I love you. And yeah, let's be friends. Shoot me a message.